Beyond Words. The greatest mime artist of modern times was Marcel Marceau. In the 1950s, when he was at the height of his career, he gave 300 performances worldwide each year. With his red flower and his white painted face, Marceau was understood all over the world. Mime, like music, has neither borders nor nationalities, he explained. In fact, the Master of Silence, as he was known, spoke 5 languages fluently and was extremely talkative offstage. His performances, however, were wordless. At the age of 5 in 1928, Marceau saw the great comedian Charlie Chaplin in a silent film. Immediately, Marceau began to imitate people, birds, and even plants. In silent films, the actors did not speak, but short written summaries of what was happening appeared on the screen for the audience to read. Marceau's challenge was to fire the audience's imagination without any words at all. Through the movements of his body, he expressed everything, from beauty, comedy, and conflict, to despair, tragedy, and hope. Mime has a long history. In ancient Greece, it was a form of theatre where scenes from everyday life taught moral lessons. In the Theatre of Dionysus in Athens, masked actors performed outdoors to audiences of thousands. When the Romans conquered Greece, they brought the Greek art of mime back to Italy. Under Emperor Augustus of Rome, mime was very popular. This continued into the Middle Ages in Europe, with morality plays. In 16th century Italy, touring groups of comic actors, known as the Commedia dell'arte, entertained people with their comedy routines and their invention of a set of stock characters that were easy to identify by their masks, costumes, and names. One such character is the Harlequin, who was an acrobat and a clown. The traditional Harlequin character was introduced to France in the 1570s. In France, the Harlequin character became known as the Pierrot. The Pierrot is a clown and a sad loner who never found what he was looking for in life. In the 1940s, Marcel Marceau created his character Bip in the tradition of Pierrot. He too was a melancholy man who never realized his dreams. The art of silence is very much alive today. There are mime theatres all over the world. One of Marceau's famous performances was Walking Against the Wind, in which he mimed walking into a strong wind. Michael Jackson borrowed his famous moonwalk from this performance, which many dancers have copied since. Mime artists can be seen entertaining people on many city streets today. Some earn money by making themselves into white statues that make intermittent movements to alarm, delight, and intrigue passers-by.